They were wondering if you were expecting to get drafted.
Honestly, I had no idea what to expect just since none of the teams were telling me anything as far as where I would go. So I really didn't know what to expect. I just kind of went into this process just hoping for the best.
You only had 5 punts returned last year. How'd you pull that off?
Well, going into my senior year, Coach Panunzio, he was my special teams coordinator. We sat down and kind of looked at the numbers and stuff, and we decided to make an adjustment to just focus more on hang time than the years before. Since the years before, I was hitting so many far punts, but not super high. And so it gave them room to return the ball a lot. But this year, we focused so much on hang time that they didn't have very many punts to return since our cover guys were able to get down there so quick.
Do you know what you averaged in hang time over last year?
I actually don't know that off the top of my head. I know that my guy at Alabama, my coach, he'll know that, but I don't know that number off the top of my head. I think it was a lot more than it was the year before, though.
Considering where you played and the amount of big games you had to play in, how do you think that has prepared you for the next level?
I think that it's definitely been such a great opportunity for me to play at Alabama since it's like, we're going to the playoff every single year, and I've played in 3 national championship games. So definitely there's been a lot of really, really big games that I've had the experience to play in. And I think that it's definitely helped me very much to prepare because it's gotten me used to just any situation. So, I've been able to look at every game kind of the same. So,
JK, I read that you considered walking away from football after your second season due to tendonitis in your knees. How did you overcome that?
Well, basically, I was at a place where I was just wondering if, football was what I was supposed to be doing because of my knee injury. It kept getting worse and worse and worse. And finally, I got put with this physical therapist. His name's Kevin Wilk, who works a lot with a bunch of NBA guys with the same injury. And he started working with me and taking me through some his protocol, and slowly over time the knee started to regenerate the tissue to where I'm completely healthy again. But I would say that just that whole thing, that experience was just really I'm really thankful for that experience because the way the Lord was working in my life to just show himself to me and just fix my eyes on Him.
Was that your kicking knee, or was it both knees?
It was actually my both knees.
Did you play soccer or other sports other than football growing up?
Yeah, I played soccer my whole life and decided to play football in high school. And then that's when I quit soccer to really focus on football. I felt like it was my passion more so than soccer. And so, yeah, played soccer, ran a little bit of track in younger days.
JK, Clinton Dix seems excited about the pick, but I feel like your freshman year would have been his rookie year in the NFL. What connection do you have from it with him, if at all? Have you crossed paths with him much?
Oh, yeah, Haha. I see him when he's at Alabama sometimes, and he's a really awesome guy. Me and him connect pretty well. It's funny because we have a lake house in Wisconsin, in Hayward, north of Hayward. And so I've always told Haha, we've always, talked about him coming up to our lake house, just hanging out. But we never ended up getting an opportunity to do that. But he's a great guy. I'm really excited to go and play with him, and hang out with him. So
your parents have had this lake house for how long? How many times have you been up to it? Tell us more about that.
This lake house has been in our family since my dad was a kid, so probably close to 60 years now, probably 50-something. And they've had it for, forever. And it's just, we used to go up every single summer. When we were growing up, we would go up from May to August. So, we would spend time up there on Lake Owen. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of it. But we would go up there, spend the whole summer there. But then once we got into college, we had a lot going on, so we didn't spend as much time up there. But, yeah, we still live up there. My grandmother lives in Madison currently. So that's where my dad grew up. So, like, we go there a lot, too.
Any chance you ever saw a Packers game in Lambeau Field?
Yeah. We were big Packers fans growing up. This is crazy because, like, we have probably 10 Chiefheads at home. Like, it's crazy how this happened. But we went up to watch Brett Favre play because we were big Brett Favre fans and stuff. So we've been up. We only got up to see one game when I was a kid. But my family, my parents, or my dad and his parents had went to a lot more when they were younger.
Did your dad go to high school in Madison? And if so, which high school?
Yes, sir. He went to West High School. He went there, and he was a pole vaulter. I don't know if you have ever heard of him. His name's Kim Scott. He pole vaulted at Wisconsin. Won the Big Ten, something like that. But he was a really good pole vaulter back in the day.
So, J.K., you're listed from Denver, Colorado. Did you grow up your whole time in Colorado then, or elsewhere too?
Yeah, whole time in Colorado. Colorado and Wisconsin, since we were up there for like 3 months a year, but yeah, just Colorado.
Hey, J.K., how much directional punting did you do at Alabama, and just how comfortable do you feel, you know, with that aspect of your game?
Directionally, we did pretty much, well, actually every single punt, maybe with the exception of a couple coming out of the back of the end zone or quick punts. We did pretty much every single punt was a directional punt. I'm getting a call from a Green Bay number. Should I take that right now, or?
Is there any more questions for JK? Maybe take a couple more here. It'll be okay. We'll just take a couple more. It's okay, yeah. It'll be fine. They'll call back. You're fine.
Okay.
JK, how would you describe your step style, your punting step style?
Oh, my style.
Yeah, how many steps
do you take? I'm a two-step guy, and my punt is, like, well, the thing that people notice about me is two things. One, I don't ever come off the ground, and two, I get my leg free hop in the air. So those are the things that I think make me kind of unique among the punters in the country right now. But I don't come off the ground because I don't need to since my leg comes up so high. I would say that I use a lot of my leverage for my legs. Just for me, having long legs really helps me get a lot of leverage into the ball. I mean, I guess I would say that my style is kind of unique compared to the current punters right now.